This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. For me, there's no better stress reliever than to go outside and play in the dirt. I love watching every moment of life in my yard. From my plants poking up through the cold spring ground to the last hard frost of the season that takes them into winter slumber. I took for granted being able to take care of a garden. Then I was asked to give a talk on gardening for the disabled. I did some research and found some very good books to recommend, as well as tools for those less able. A book I highly recommend is called The Enabling Garden by Jean Rothert. Mr. Rothert is the Director Emeritus of Horticultural Therapy Practices at Chicago Botanical Garden. He is also disabled. His book is filled with fantastic, detailed information about how to create raised beds that accommodate a wheelchair, paths that make sense for those less abled, and tools that make life so much easier. Carry On Gardening offers tools and information on how to choose tools. I also found a site called Life with Ease, which carries a number of ergonomically designed garden tools. I'll have links and much more on my website, gardenbite.com. The disabled gardener doesn't have to be left out. Raised beds help considerably. So do long-handled tools, tools with better grips and wide, firm pathways to ease movement. One quick method is a tabletop garden in which you buy a bag of soil medium, cut small holes in it, and plant right in the bag. Of course, these need to be shallow-rooted plants like marigolds, geraniums, and herbs. Check out gardenbite.com again for more information on enabling gardens of all abilities. Just the opportunity to feel the sunshine, touch soil, see the beauty of a flower or vegetable is enough to lift spirits, and sharing that with those less able is a joy. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.